Commentator Thad Box.
Years ago, Jenny and I sat in an emergency room waiting for a doctor to attend her broken foot. A young blonde woman sat holding a limp, feverish toddler in her lap. Four other children under 10 huddled around her. All were clean and well-behaved. Their father was working at a part-time job. The family had lived in Utah all their lives. They had no regular doctor, no health insurance. The emergency room was their only source of medical care. They could barely afford food. The bill for Jenny's visit was a little over $1,000. It was paid by Medicare. The young family's bill would go unpaid. The cost spread over others using the hospital. Governor Herbert can give such people a much-needed present right now. Under the Affordable Care Act, parents and low-income adults under 65 with incomes up to 138% of the federal poverty line are eligible for Medicaid if their state accepts the full expansion. Utah can give about a third of its people holiday cheer simply by accepting what is authorized and available. The federal government pays 100% of their medical costs for 3 years. After 3 years, Utah will be expected to pay about 5% of the bill. Well, you can hold your nose if you must, but let's take that deal. I agree that the Affordable Care Act is not the best way of providing health care for everyone, but that's what Congress gave us and the Supreme Court upheld. It's the law of the land, and it's available right now. We can keep Utah's poor people from getting medical care by playing politics, or we can accept what other states will get and work toward improving or even repealing Obamacare. We should not let political ideology keep poor Utahns from benefiting from health care other states get. We can accept the Fed's offer to pay all costs of health care for the poor people of Utah for the next 3 years. During that time, the program may improve or the law may be repealed. While the debate continues, let us help poor people in Utah get health care for the first time in their lives. This is Thad Box.